for the greatest comedian alive, Mr. Ian Ellis.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome to IanEllis.podbean.com. Drink something, smoke something, turn up, and relax. You know, this is not the podcast to listen to at work. You listen to this podcast at the end of the night, when you're in your space.
Yes,
when
sir.
You're comfortable.
Comfortable.
After you listen to all those other podcasts.
All those other ones.
You sit there and listen to IanEllis.podbean.com.
Ian Ellis, baby.
Every single one of us got into the game to take home the goal. That mindset was born in hip-hop's roots in the street. That dynamic, for better or worse, keeps the culture youthful. Unless you can keep your grip on the throne, it's out with the old and in with the new. Because of my upbringing, I'm extremely comfortable with the concept of competition. I don't care if it's music, TV, clothes, liquor, or sneakers. If I'm looking to get into a space that someone else is already occupying, watch how fast I turn it into a competition. Some people shy or even run away from challenge, but I always stroll confidently towards it. It's a sensibility that's earned me a reputation as a bully in the minds of many. I rarely dispute the title, but it's an oversimplification. I don't wake up in the morning looking to pick fights with people. I don't celebrate conflict. Again, I'd rather be friends. But if someone says they want a problem with me, I'll respond, no problem. Because it's never a problem for me to compete. Competition brings out the best. At the time, hip-hop was in a cautious state, and it became taboo to mention another rapper's name in your song. If people did take shots at each other, there were subtle ones that only a hardcore fan would catch. But in the void created by the unspoken truce amongst rappers, I saw a golden opportunity. I hadn't signed any truce. There weren't any rappers out there who had value to me as a friend. But as enemies, well, that was a different story.
Hey, shit, did you know that comedy is fucking on and popping right now?
Wait a minute, there's been a resurgence in comedy?
I thought comedy was dead.
Dave Chappelle dropping a brand new podcast.
Comedy's back, baby.
The Midnight Miracle, where he takes conversations and bits and mixes it down with music. Like a mixtape or something.
I've never heard of such things. If only there wasn't some art student and that was
doing that for years.
For 10 years.
He's going to get all the credit. Oh, Dave Chappelle has innovated the game. All the headlines. Dave Chappelle changes podcasting forever. So fucking man. I have a new Dave Chappelle impression.
Let me hear how racist it is.
I'm closing my eyes.
So Dave Chappelle went on Joe Rogan. Here's the Joe Rogan interview in a nutshell. Okay. I love being a comedian, man.
Yeah, man, I love being a comedian. Don't you like being a comedian?
Dude, being a comedian is the best, man. That was the interview. So okay.
If I can channel one of our many predecessors, Ian Ellis, what did you expect it to be? What did you think? They were gonna talk about
Jimmy has reduced himself playing the guy that just states pragmatic facts. Like they're talking about almost dying on a private plane. Like it was fucking, that to me was uncomfortable though. The fucking ball washing of fucking Louis and Ricky.
Wow.
Everyone was licking fucking Jerry Seinfeld's balls and I'm like, am I really in a room with people that are just going on and on about what an incredible comic Jerry Seinfeld is?
Yeah,
Louis going, he's amazing. He's a maestro. He's like watching
Stradivarius.
It's like Stradivarius, like watching a composer, like one of the world's most brilliant, Tchaikovsky. And I'm like, he does the same fucking 50 minutes, and he gives it all to it. Louis said, and he gives it all to his audience every night. I never saw anything like that in my life. And I'm like, are we thinking of the same guy that does this?
Yeah. They were definitely...
When Dave Chappelle makes a public appearance, it should be culture shifting. It should be like, fucking MLK showing up. You're like, what did he got to say this time? He's so sparing with his fucking words that a blowjob interview is not what I was fucking looking for.
Dude, Ian, you don't get, these guys have been comics for like, what, 20, 30 years? What the hell do you expect them to talk about? They've been doing it for like decades.
Can he date Chappelle?
The future of comedy?
Dave Chappelle's leadership in comedy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, and the and old comedians love being comedians. That's all they can talk about.
It's all they can talk about.
Facts. So here's my new impression of Dave Chappelle. It's a problem. Black people and white people don't agree on everything. It's a problem. Democrats and Republicans aren't getting things done. It's a problem. Pandemic's killing people and masks are gay. It's a problem. That's Dave Chappelle for you. It's a problem.
I think that
Dave,
impression.
Walk
just
that
needs...
down. You better walk that bit down.
That's right, Kenny. Yeah, that's right, Kenny. I think that bit just needs a cherry on top, Ian, but I think that's pretty accurate to modern Dave Chappelle. It's just missing, that little flair. It's missing that little bit of magic.
Didn't put any stank on it. It's a problem.
There we go. Okay. All right.
Give it time.
Give it up for William. Make some noise. Make some noise. The next round is Ian Ellis.
Yeah, ma'am. Dave Chappelle stole my podcast. What? Dave Chappelle stole my podcast.
Oh, he did it.
He said he'd never do anything like that. That's not what Tony Wood said.
But hey, dude, I don't want to even talk about him. I'm
all
getting
right.
My teeth cut.
I know you used to drive Chappelle to the comedy club.
What? No, I didn't drive him to the comedy club. I drove him from the comedy club. Because, you know, like his mom would bring him, and it would be too, you know, like, I think she had to work or something, but she'd say, you know, he had like a late number.
Yeah.
You know, they brought him saying, Aaron, so she, would you mind picking him home? That's mainly how we became friends. Because I couldn't take him straight home, man. Because, you know, like, dude, we got to go over here first. We got to do that. Because, you know, I wasn't playing no more straight home. Even though he was in high school. I was a grown man. We're 10 years apart. How about that?
All right.
Yeah, so he was a teenager. I was in my 20s, dude. That was party time, homie. Every night of the week.
Yeah. I heard he had a dream about you.
I forgot. What was it?
He said that God had come to him and tell him something about you.
Oh, yeah. I'm a bad fool. Yeah. I think I don't know if time has healed the wound or if it came to the senses and find out it wasn't God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
And I wonder what Benjamin said. Ooh.
T's came in. Right? And they're like, hey, we're the T's. And they're like, hey, what's going on with you guys? They're like, yeah, we're being discriminated against. And everyone's like, oh, we'll protect you, T's. And they're like, yeah, so let's all chop our cocks off.
Because at the end of the day, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing. And everyone's like, hey, whoa, man. What's going on with the matters? A 4-year-old can be a teen. Everyone's like,
if Key and Peele are doing Dave's show, he owes me $3 to $4 million for doing my fucking podcast. Goddamn pissed off. Let's get petty. This is my my impression of Dave Chappelle. It's a problem. Transgender people want to use the bathroom. But in the history of architecture, they never thought they'd need a third option. It's a problem. They want to stop Asian hate. Asian! Who the fuck hates Asians? Asians! Turns out it's black people. It's a problem. That's something I want to hear Dave talk about. Because his wife, you know, she's a little Asian! Imagine being one of those blazing kids in that tenuous household. Why does daddy hate grandma so much? Like an Asian bitch! Dave Chappelle was on Joe Rogan this week. Yeah! Fucking hate Joe Rogan. I hate him so bad. Fucking dumb. I fucking hate Joe Rogan. Chicken. Fucking midget. Smack the shit out of Joe Rogan. Fuck the.
He's like, oh, yeah. Guy barely speaks English. He takes us there. We get out. And we're giggling. Oh, we're gonna see Planet of the Apes. We walk into Planet of the Apes. We walked into Africa, dude. We walked in the door, and there was no white people.
Movies, mm-hmm. Like those Planet of the Apes type roles. What? You saw that movie Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg?
The remake, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're both racist to me, man. Like,
Dave Chappelle sitting there. He says, you know, Joe, what I like is how edgy you are. You're so edgy, Joe. What? Joe Rogan ain't been edgy in 20 years. Asian. This would be an edgy Joe Rogan if he sat down and was like, oh, hello, Dave. So what is the problem with black people? Like, why don't you just go back? You got $100 million. Say it, mother. All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Shit, let's pull up chairs.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Leroy, I didn't get to it in my set tonight, but Dave Chappelle.
Oh, tell me more about David. Dave Chappelle.
He was on Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. He said, check this out, he wants to go to Africa.
Now he wants to go to Africa.
Again.
Man. Now, what does he want to do in Africa?
He's not going to nice Africa. He want to go to Africa, Africa.
Oh, he want to go to the hood. Where the hyenas, like, where they walk down the street with the hyenas and the monkeys just be doing, yeah, fixing cars and shit. Okay, he want to go to that part of Africa.
You've seen on YouTube, they make those bootleg YouTube movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
the hyena man, yeah, I seen that.
Child soldiers be out there reshooting shit from the 80s.
Oh, swear to God.
Dave's trying to go out there and star in a flick.
Oh, my God.
He gonna get kidnapped too quick.
But, you know, what's up with everybody trying to go to Africa? Because you got J. Cole on the African basketball league.
Well, see, they just doing what Dave do. But Dave, he's testing the limits of his Chappelle-ness.
because you know what? You shouldn't even test the limits, because when somebody travel to unknown countries or lands, they got their ass beat. And I'm talking about Cat Williams. When that little kid, he was out there playing with that Brazilian little kid.
He went over to that junior high school.
They were playing soccer, and a little nigga crossed the
ball. Savage.
And beat his ass up, yeah. And that was a little kid. Don't do it, comics. It's not sweet out in these other countries, I'm telling you right now.
I don't think Dave understands. Like, General Buck Naked don't give a fuck about Instagram.
No, not at all.
Oh, boo-hoo! He's a shut-up funny monkey.
Yeah, that's all they want. They're like, yo, who is this weirdo smoking cigarettes? Newports at that.
They gonna sell his ass for 3 manilas in a Crave case. Sell him to a white man. Netflix is gonna be like, we overpaid.
No, YouTube is like, we can work with you, Dave. Come over here.
Well, Dave, while you're over there.
Yeah, you could tape it and your views will go up and you'll have money when you come back home. If you ever come back home. Nigga, night.
Is he smoking crack?
That's how you keep Dave Chappelle quiet. Send him to Africa.
I do think there's something to, like, when you get famous.
Yeah.
When you, like, you've had your spots where you're the guy in that spot. Yep. And it's like, you go through this phase like, you sure I can get away with this? I can do that?
You think this is moment right here?
Well, Dave is on that Bill Murray level. It's like, he gets away with anything. Yes. He do whatever he wants.
Sammy Davis Jr.
But that's not good enough for him. He's like, I got to go Africa.
Africa. And that's what I said about J. Cole. I was like, J. Cole, they got like... they got a hip-hop league.
They don't even know who you are, Jay.
They don't.
Haven't seen the mixtapes.
Right, exactly. You're going to be one of the lightest, darkest niggas on the team.
And by the way, they don't like you.
But they love your music.
Yeah.
But you know what? I ain't going to hold you. I feel like as you get older, like for real, like you just, if you're anything like me, you want to push the boundaries. You want to see if you still got it. You don't never want to go soft out here. So if somebody propositions you with a crazy idea, you just going to look in the mirror. You're going to be like, you know what? I'm a bad motherfucker. Hell yeah, we can do it over there.
That's right. Just grab your dick and do the Ian Ellis podcast. That's what we want from Dave.
Man, that's it.
That's the part that hurts my heart is like, quit co-signing horse shit.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave.
David.
How much money do you have?
Beat Dave. Big dog.
You beat the game.
Hey,
and you sitting here talking to Joe Rogan.
Bro, you... I just want to kick him, punch him. Insert Joe Rogan tag.
Touring with Tony Hinchcliffe. Mm-hmm. Just got busted by TMZ for Asians. Got a case of the Asians. Oh, Tony, what's that looking like?
Ooh,
Dave
tough.
Returning those calls? His wife.
Mm.
She's one of them.
Mm.
Give it up for the one and only... Tony Hinchcliffe!
Hello, good evening, welcome, hello. How about one more time for the filthy little fucking chink that was just up here? While all you fucking race traders are whooping and hollering, I'm back there watching you puking in a fucking bucket. Oh, we making a gunpowder. Oh, you want extra soy sauce. Oh, you borrow money from us, and you guys just eating it up, you fucking pussy.
Ooh, that's tough. That was a hilarious joke, too. Hey, I don't know, like, I do look at, like, Dave, you're doing a lot out here. Like, he's about to open his own little comedy club.
He's the
like,
GOAT.
He is, like.
Undisputed. Number one.
Yeah.
That's why it's so bothersome. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're the GOAT. Be the GOAT. Same thing with Eminem. I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah,
why have you been trash for 6 albums?
Yeah.
You're the GOAT, right? Yep.
Get out your head.
Infinite fucking talent, nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Talib, Kweli.
Yeah. A lot of them. A lot of hip-hop. It's a lot of people because they get to... Even Andre 3000, he hasn't put out shit, but...
He out there playing himself. A flute.
Man, like just Atlanta. Randomly. Yeah, I swear to God. I'm in the mall like a fairy.
Childish Gambino holding it down more than 3 stacks. Yeah, what?
That's crazy.
Gambino?
Yeah.
Michael Che know the way. Michael Che holding it down like a mug.
Why do you think it's like that with the old school and new school?
Is it just that he's old? Is he a boomer? Because there's that nice. Like, yeah. You know, you want to be friendly. You don't want to be like, hey, you know what, fuck you, just cuz.
That's true. That's true.
But it's the bullshit that spilled on top of courtesy. Be like, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, remember the Actors Studio?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was like a drop.
Yep.
That's what I was waiting for in this job. I was like, we getting the Dave Chappelle drop 3 hours a day?
Man.
A podcast from Dave?
Boy,
my whole life about to change.
Hey, I swear to God.
That's leadership in comedy. Shout out to Red Bull.
And that's true. Now it's just trying to find something. I don't know. I feel like it's been long awaited. So if you did put a little thought behind it, motherfuckers gonna rock with it. Why?
There's plenty to talk about.
Like, talk about those shit.
Plenty to say.
Like, yeah, you the GOAT. We gonna tune in.
It's a pandemic.
Right. That's
right. It's a George Floyd.
Yeah, man, that's right. We got so much going on.
That's one joke I didn't do tonight. I was doing my Dave Chappelle impression, and I was going to be like, there's a white cop in jail for killing George Floyd.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he definitely died of a fentanyl overdose. It's a problem. We want justice, not vengeance. It's a problem.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But it feels so good.
Oh, somebody died. Oh.
All right, y'all. Where can people find you on the...
Hey, man, y'all know where to find me, man. I'm out here. Okay, man, got a couple things coming up. Me and my girl, y'all can find me at Instagram, Facebook, Leroy Hits. Yeah, stay in tune.
Leroy Hits, enls.podbean.com. Subscribe to the ENLS LLC.
Hey, man, please go check out my boy.
Philip Wave. Shout out to Not Cosmic Cam. Shout out to Rex.
Shout out.
Shout out to the crew.
But in the void created by the unspoken truce amongst rappers, I saw a golden opportunity.
I'd like to welcome all you ignorant-ass bitches, critics, complainers, disgruntled rappers, and racists especially, to the 9th Annual International Player Haters Ball. Oh, man. Hey,
man, you corny.
I don't like Italians that think the mafia is a thing that we all care about. We should all be intimidated by, hey, Gabon. No, I don't like that.
So he came off to you like a Nick DiPaolo type?
I hate Nick DiPaolo. I never have found him funny.
Kind of like him.
Fucking, well, that's not surprising. People would think is retarded behavior. But
it's not retarded. It's called thinking for oneself.
But there's a difference between thinking for oneself and liking Nick DiPaolo.
A lot of people like Nick DiPaolo. He's not as good.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
It's funny, especially the conservative. He tends to be right. You know, he's better than liberal comments.
You know what? It's not, though. It's not. That's the thing I don't like. Because what you're doing right there is you're giving... What you just said gives guys like the revenge. Oh, no. Liberal stuff is fucking gay. But the answer is not to be as fucking gay as they are.
I agree.
So, no, I don't give Nick DiPaolo an out. I don't give Kumia an out. I don't give
Kumia
anything. Because I hate
Kumia revenge. Old news. Kumia was Opie and Anthony. That's old news. I don't care about old radio.
So is Nick DiPaolo. Nick DiPaolo is a fucking angry old man. That's what he is. George Carlin's like last comedy special where he just wasn't even doing jokes anymore.
I'm gonna have to agree. He was one of my favorites.
We all made fun of him. We all were like, wow, look at George Carlin. He's a fucking fool now. He's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking pissed off old man. Oh, this is funny. Look at him. And then now people, you know, we all forget that, like, Louis C.K. wanted to be George Carlin. So I always thought Louis was okay. Oh my God! Here's a white guy saying nigger. Whoa!
Even Robin Williams started to do that too. And it's like that's exactly what Joe Rogan is today.
I don't think Robin Williams was funny. I'm sorry. He didn't make, never made me laugh.
I talked to Bellin about this.
That's what I'm saying.
I wanted to like him. I wanted to like Robin Williams, but I never found myself laughing. So, like, the reputation, he's brilliant. But if you don't laugh, I agree with...
It's like when you go to the Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz, you get it, bro. You like, you've seen the fucking Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I know these people.
The program isn't that good. I like it.
Really? This is the guy. There's been, let me tell you something. I think this is it. The worst black comedians are not as bad as the worst white comedians. It's true.
True, because the worst black comedians are real. But some guys have experience, but the black experience.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about the worst white comedians get fucking. Like, how many Kevin Harts actually exist where they're not good and they get unbelievable play? It doesn't really happen. There's like one guy, but the worst
he's like the Sammy Davis Jr.
become cultural icons. Dane Cook, George Carlin, fucking Robin Williams, they all become icons for whatever fucking reason. Have you ever heard Jay Moore's impression of Louis C.K.?
He's not that funny.
No.
Listen to his impression of Louis C.K. and then tell me that's not him.
I'll try to find
That's Louis C.K. and Ricky Gervais. I don't get white people love Ricky Gervais. I don't get
I
it. Wow, Ricky.
White. I don't. He's a good actor sometimes, but I don't think
he's great. Not a good actor. He's look at him. He's an atheist at a time where it's pretty much illegal to not be an atheist
in Canada.
Whoa, in Canada. Isn't that edgy? Isn't that so fucking edgy? He's an atheist. Whoa,
fuck.
Wow,
man, I love you. Like when you do this, man. I agree.
Holy
with
shit.
You.
No, but do you get it?
Yes.
There's no such thing as God. Oh,
that's good.
It'd be great if God was a flying spaghetti monster. Richard Dawkins. Holy fuck! I hate that motherfucker too. I would be okay if we went around and we just killed all the atheists because they annoy me to no end.
Nigga just sold like 4 milli, got something to live for. Don't want a nigga putting four through that Bentley coupe dough. I manhandle case like dope, get on the ground. You ain't with Mary no more, where you getting chips from now? I've been scheming on Tone and Poke since they found me. Steve don't have to wear that platinum shit around me. I'm a klepto, not for real son, I'm sick. I'm about to stick slick break for all that old school shit. Right now I'm bent, when I get like this I don't think about to make Stevie J take off that tight ass mink. A raw pun without a gun, snatch his piece and run. This nigga weigh 400 pounds, how you gonna catch me son? Huh?
This ain't serious. Being broke can make you delirious. So we rob and steal, so our wants can be bigger. 50 Cent, I would be the robber industry. This ain't serious. Being broke can make you delirious. So we rob and steal, so our wants can be bigger. 50 Cent, I would be the robber industry. Nigga.
I catch P and Silk the Shaka right after the Grammys, and Will Smith and Jada ass down in Miami. Run up on Timberland and Missy with the pound like you. Give me the cash, you put the hot dog down. I figured it out. Niggas been robbing Joe before. That's why his ass don't wanna be a player no more. My attitude, I robbing JD. Fuck you, pay me. Had the brat with him, shoulda had his gat with him. DMX wanna get down? Well, you tell on me. I'm on that track shit, I do my dirt all by my lonely. I should rob Clue, man, this shit did well. I wanna stick TQ, but this shit ain't sell. I hit the studios, take niggas' jewels and leave. Catch Ray Ghost and RZA for them funny ass rings. Tell Sticky, give me the cash for an MP3. I beat your ass like that white boy on MTV. Cannabis wanna battle while I'm sticking them up. Fuck the cab, the coroner's picking them up. Heavy tried to hide his shit. Hey nigga, I saw you. He said, why you robbing me? I got nothing but love for you. Caught Juvenile for his cash money piece. Told him I want it all. He said, even my gold teeth. I caught Black Street on the back street in the black Jeep. One at a time. Get out and take off your shine. Did you ever think that you would be this rich? Did you ever think that you would have these hits? Did you ever think that I'd flash the nine and walk off with your shit like it's mine? I'ma keep sticking niggas until I'm living. I rob boys to men like I'm Michael Bivins. Catch Tyson for half that cash like Robin Givens. I'm hungry for real, I'm about to stick Mr. C. That nigga still eating off Big First LP. I had busted a whole flip mode on the flow. He asked me if I had enough, I told him, give me some more. If you feeling this, then wait for the sequel. I gotta get Kirk Franklin for robbing God's people. What?
Serious. Being broke can make you delirious. So we rob and steal,
to me. Bring a 50 cent, I would be in the robber industry. Tell us, this ain't serious. Being broke can make you delirious. So we rob and steal, so I want to be. Bring a 50 cent, I would be in the robber industry.
Yo, for real, son, it's the mad rapper, you know what I'm saying? And for real, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just gotta get stuck up, yo. That's just how it goes down. You don't matter if you're industry nigga or regular nigga or a bitch. It really don't matter. If you got it and I need it, I want it. Down. 50 Cent ain't fucking around. Track Masters ain't fucking around. Crazy Cat ain't fucking around. The Mad Rapper ain't fucking around. You know what I'm saying? So watch your back, watch your pocketbooks, watch your pockets. Watch everybody on the train, watch everybody on the buses. Cause we gon' get you whether you like it or not.